So let's go weiter. So we have again machlokas in the Gemara, Abaye and Rava. Abaye says that neidzomim is pasul mafreya, and that is extremely logical because from the time that he told his testimony, he was a liar, and therefore everything he says after that should be pasul. Rava says no, only mikanu labon if so, only from the moment he's caught and on, not from the time he said his testimony. Two possibilities of why Rava holds mikanu labon: either chidishu that eidzom is a chidish ein lechabo el mishas chidushu ve'elach, or not because of chidish but because of Seder de Lukuchos, which means that Enochinami, Eid Zomim should only be possible, should even be possible in Mafreya, but it's just not fair to do that to the Lukuchos. They didn't do anything wrong, and they got these Eidim who they thought and assumed were Kasher Eidim to sign on a shtar, so it turns out that it's not so nice to them to make those Eidim possible. So as a Din de Rabbanon, we say that they're only going to be possible Mikan Ule Haba. So we discussed, we went in great detail in the first Tosos, Tos Dibar Maskel Rava. As I pointed out to you, most of the Tosos in this daf are very, very critical Tosin. Now, I gave you a whole bunch of Marmakomos at the beginning about Eidu Shabishtar. Just to say very quickly, I don't want to go too into the Marmakomos, just to maybe cover it in a few minutes, about the issue of Eidu Shabishtar. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether this Machlokas, Abaye and Rava, whether Eid Zomim is Mikan Alaba, or even the Mafreyu Nifsal, applies to Eidus in Ishtar as well. Let's say the Eidim didn't say their testimony in the Beis Din, they signed onto a document. Would you say if they sign on, let's, what does it mean they sign onto a document? It's a document that says that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin whatever, Tavshin Ayin Beis, let's say, this guy Reuven lent money to Shimon, and the Eidim signed in that shtar, that the shtar has the location, it has the date, it has everything, and the Eidim sign onto that shtar, and then two other Eidim come and say, Imanu Yisem, on that date, in that place, you were with us. Well, on that date, you were with us in a different place, right? They're mazin them in the shtar. So would you still have this machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Eidzom is Mikanu Laba or Eidzom is Mafreya? So on the surface, you'd say, well, why not? Same thing. It's Eidim Zom. Who cares whether they say their testimony in Beis Din or they write their testimony in the shtar? Either way, they're Eidim Zom. So the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus Perek Yutas Halacha Gimel writes that only if there are other Eidim that know that the day these Eidim signed the shtar is in fact the day that's written in the shtar, or for that matter is in fact any other day, they can pinpoint the exact day that these Eidim signed the shtar, only that, so they at least know that on a, so let's say, starting the 10th day of Nisan, they know for sure that it was the 10th day of Nisan these Eidim put their names on the shtar, so you could know full well that starting from the 10th day of Nisan and on, these Eidim were already liars. Only then would you say that l'mafreya unifsal, that they would be pasul even l'mafreya, since the Eidim that were signed on the shtar are considered like regular Eidus, k'mi shnechur Eidus on bebezdin, so you would then say it's pasul. But let's say all we have to verify a date when these Eidim signed on the shtar was the date on the shtar itself. Meaning the shtar, you ever been to a wedding? You've all been to weddings. So you read the ksuba under the chuppah. What's the first thing it says in the ksuba? Sheni b'shabes, shnas chameis, blah, 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 blah. Right? It gives a date. First thing you have in the shtar is the date. And then the Eidim sign on the bottom of the shtar. So that alone, if that's the only date you have, the date that's written in the shtar, you cannot passel the Eidim l'mafreya. Why not? You can't say these Eidim are possible from the date written in the shtar, even though they later turn out to be Eidim Zomim. Someone else comes and says, no, you were with us that day, you couldn't have known that it happened that day. Why? So apparently, the date in a shtar is not as meaningful and doesn't really pin down the Eidim to the date that's written there, meaning just because they signed on a shtar that set a certain date doesn't mean they signed on that date. They could have signed later. The date could have been written 10 days before they actually signed. So that is the Rambam Shita. Balamar holds that even if we know exactly when the Eidim signed on the shtar, still you can't make them Eidim Zomim. They still can't become Eidim Zomim. Because very mechudish to Geshita, he says, because the whole concept of Eidim Zomim is a chiddush, and the chiddush was only said in the case of regular Eidus. Eidus Shabishtar, there was the chiddush of Eidim Zomim was never said about Eidus Shabishtar. Sayyidina Shabashtar is completely mufka from the concept of Edim Zomim in entirely. Now, the Sma wonders, well, which was before the Sma. So the Tumim explains that the Shita of the Bala Ma'ar is that Edim, when they sign a Shtar, might be mistaken about the date. So they're not really being made about the date. Meaning, if you ask an aide, please sign the Shtar that says that I lent money to Reuven. So you'll sign the Shtar if you know that Shimon lent money to Reuven. You're not going to pay such careful attention to the date that it says in the Shtar. You may not even know what today's date is when you sign the Shtar. And therefore, you can't be pinned down to that date. So it's not going to be Shaykh Dinazama, because even if someone comes and says, Imanu Yisem, you were with us on the day that it says in the Shtar, you could always say, yeah, it's possible I was with you on the date it says in the Shtar. When I signed the Shtar, I wasn't really thinking about the date. I was just thinking about the transaction that was being reported in the Shtar. So it would be impossible to ever make them Edim Zomim. Now the Sma in Simon Lamedal, Sivkot Nechav Beis, wonders, how could it be? Let's go within the Shita of the Rambam. You have other Edim that know for sure when these Edim signed the Shtar. So then we could say that they're going to become Edim Zomim and going back to that date, right? So asks the Sma, how could it be that these Edim are not going to be considered Edei Hazama? If they saw the Edim sign the Shtar, not in the Zman and Makom that it says in the Shtar, so they themselves are being Mazim the Edim. Meaning, they themselves are saying, no, you signed in the Shtar that you were there. But we know that that's not when you signed the Shtar. You signed the Shtar a different time. It says it must be that they saw them sign and they saw that they weren't paying attention to when the date was. So they saw that they weren't trying to viciously misrepresent when they were actually there. But bottom line is, what we have so far is two basic Shitas and Rishonim. We have Shitas from Rambam that Edus Shabashtar can be included in Hazama, but only if you have outside Edus that tells you exactly when they signed the Shtar. And we have the Shita of the Bala Ma'ar that Edus Shabashtar could never be subject to Hazama in the first place. Then you have the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba writes that if the Edim say that they signed the Shtar on the date that it says in the Shtar, then they become possible from that day and on. Because Edim Achsun al Shtar Kamishnechar Edusim Bezdin, when you sign a Shtar, it's the same thing as saying Edusim Bezdin. So the Rashba writes that not only can they become Edim Zomim, the Hazama, the Psul of them being Edim Zomim, will go back all the way to the time that they actually signed the Shtar. Fine, those are the basic Shitas Rishonim about Edus Shabashtar. Now, moving along, I wanted to focus today on the second Tosfos on the page. Divrei Maschil Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho. Rava had said that an Eid Zomim is possible only Mikanu Lahaba. Why? So one of the Svaras of Rava was because the whole concept of Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, so we can't possible them beyond the time of the, or prior to the time of the Chiddush. The Chiddush only kicks in when they become Eidim Zomim, so you can only possible them henceforth, when they become Eidim Zomim, and on. Frek Tosfos, what is the Chiddush of Eidim Zomim? We say Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. What is the Chiddush? Why is Eidim Zomim a Chiddush? What makes Edim Zomim a Chiddush? So Pashupshat is my Rashi. I mean, the Gemara already says, right? What makes it a Chiddush? Gemara says, "My Chazit to Samcha Sahani, Smocha Hani." Why do you rely and trust the second set and not the first set? You should trust the first set. The fact that you treat the first set as psulim, that's a Chiddush. So it says Tosfos, sounds like the Chiddush is that we passel the first set. Who says they're liars? What? The other set says they're liars. It's their word against their word. Why would you passel the first set? Frank tells us, though, there's a problem. Because the Gemara of Basra assumes that Rava holds like Rav Chista in the case of Edus HaChasha. There is a machlokas amarayim. When you have two Edim that just contradict each other, not Edim Zomim, two Edim, Reuven and Shimon, come and say that there was a murder on a certain day, and the so-and-so, Yosef killed Binyamin, and Levi and Yehuda come and say that Yosef did not kill Binyamin. They're just contradicting each other about testimony. So we know that we have no evidence in that case, so we have no evidence. Once you have a contradiction in testimony about whether Yosef killed Binyamin, okay, so we can't obviously convict Yosef. What if Reuven and Shimon were then come to court in a totally different case and say that Yisachar lent money to Zvulun? would you trust their edus? They were already edus hachasha. They already contradicted someone in a previous case. Would you trust their edus? So says Rav Chista, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. Why would you trust the edus? They're a bunch of liars. Meaning, whenever you have two eduyos that contradict each other, you assume that the balei ha-eduyos, the edim themselves, the people who are saying the edus, are liars. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been in contradiction. And therefore, you would never trust them for anything else. So if you're looking for an eid kiddushin at your wedding, don't ask the guy who happened to have been hukchash in a beis din, who happened to have been edus hachasha. So the Gemara says that Rava assumes that that's correct. That once edim are machishim ze'ezeh, mimele they become pasul. So if that's the case, Frektosos, how could you say it's a chiddush? It's a chiddush that we pasul edim zomin. If after all, edim zomin is hakchasha plus, it's just a worse form of hakchasha. So what do you mean, maichas samchasahani smochahani? You should trust the first guys. No, we never trust the first guys. Even if it's just hachasha, we don't trust the first guys. Why would we trust them when it's Edim Zomim? When they've become Edim Zomim? Frektosos, Tema, the Hasim Karmel, Lema, Rav Adam, Krav Chista, Damar Badi, Sadi, Shakri, Lameli. Umifsli, Shteya, Edus, Afilu, Buch, Shubalma, Demachshi, Adadi. Even when you have Edus Hachasha, we disqualify everybody. It's Ravayu Psuli. The first set and the second set are pasul. Vimkein, Mai Chiddushu, Gabe, Azami, Pasin, Edim, Rishon. So why is it a chiddush to say by Edus Hazama that the first set is possible? Mechitesi, that we should say the first set is possible. I mean, not Mechitesi. Of course you can say the first set is possible. Why is it a chiddush? Mechitesi, we would never say the kasher. It's at least Edus HaKasha. By Edus HaKasha, everybody's possible. So first thought, whenever you hear Tosfos ask a kasha from HaKasha to Hazama, first thing you have to ask yourself is, wait a second, what's he assuming about that relationship between HaKasha and Hazama? Is he assuming Hazama is Hakchasha plus, or Hazama is some separate type of psul? Maybe when Edim are machish each other, so over there I understand it's not a chiddush to say I don't know who to trust because somebody's definitely lying, right? They're contradicting each other about the very essence of the testimony. So that's Rav Chista's din. Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. We don't want Sadi Shakri. We don't want liars in court. And these guys are all going to be puzzled. But maybe Hazama is still a chiddush. Because that chiddush of that idea, that Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, is only when there's hachasha about the etzem ha'edus, about what they're testifying about. Right? Edim Zomin, they're not being machish, the testimony of the first set of Edim. For all we know, their testimony is true. We're just saying they couldn't know it because Imanu Yisem. The date and time of their testimony could not have been accurate because they're with us somewhere else. So maybe I'm more inclined to allow the first set of Edim to still be kosher in a case of Edus Hazama than I would be in a case of Edus Hachasha. And that's why I dafka need a chiddush of the Torah to tell me that Edus Hazama is possible, that the first set is going to be possible. So maybe Itaki is a chiddush. But Tosus doesn't assume that way. Tosus asks this as a kasha. Why does Tosus ask this as a kasha? Again, this is Tosus Lushitaso, where Tosus assumes Hazama is not just a separate psul, a separate din from Hakasha, but it's Hakasha plus. It's Hakasha because they are contradicting what the first set said. The first set said this event happened on a date in a given place. And the second set is saying it didn't. That could not have happened on that date in that place because that date in that place you were with us. So it is hachasha, it's just hachasha and worse. In which case, Tulsa is left with the kasha. Why is it worse? Because over here, right, I guess the chiddush is the worst part. Is that the second, well, no, you wouldn't say it that way. Why is it worse? Okay, we'll see what the worst part is actually as we go through some of these answers. So let's see. Okay? But Tulsa says, I don't understand, if Hachasha itself would pass on the first set, so what's the Chiddush that Hazama is going to pass on the first set? If Hachasha does it, why wouldn't Hazama do it? So Tulsa over here gives a couple of answers, then he gives another answer from Masechta Bavakama. So let's take a look. Answer number one, says Tulsa. V'yishlomer delamay debay lememar hasa me'ikara derava sfira le'derav chista haynu lulishna depseta delukuchos. That's the easy answer. What Tulsa says is, wait a second, does Rava necessarily say it's a Chiddush? That's only according to one day in Rava. The other explanation of why Rava holds it's only Mikan al-Aba has nothing to do with Chiddush. The other answer is, no, Rava really holds it should be Pasul Mafreya. Why do we only postulate him zomim Mikan al-Aba? We're afraid the Lukuchos are going to lose out. So maybe when Rava wants to say like Rav Chista, Bahadis Adi Shakri Lamali, that even Eidus HaChash are automatically disqualified, that's the understanding of Rava that assumes Pseidu de Lukuchos. But Eino Chinami, the understanding of Rava that assumes that Edom Zomim is a Chiddush would never work. Would never work with Rav Chista. When the Gemara of Abbasah wants to associate Rava with Rav Chista, that's only the understanding of Rava that assumes Pseidu de Lukuchos. Where Edom Zomim really Mida Oraisa are puzzled from when, according to that? Mida Oraisa? Maybe puzzle all the way back from when they said their testimony. Which is perfect. That's exactly what Rav Chista wants to say. By Achash also. That they're puzzled. Bahadisad Yishar Bilamali. It's only Yedin de Rabbanan that they're puzzled Mikanu Laba. So, but Eino Chinami, according to, if you were to say that Rava holds Chiddushu, then it would be against Rav Chista. Right? It would be against Rav Chista. Because then you would have to say that by Yedis Achasha, they'd remain kosher. And the Chiddush is a Be'edim Zom, and they're not going to remain kosher. Yeah. Rav Chista is not dealing with Pseidu Lukuchos case, but we're saying if the reason Rava only passes Edom Zomim in Mikan al-Aba is because of Pseidu Lukuchos, it means that Be'etzem, on a Daraisa level, Rava really holds that Edom Zomim should be passed in Mafreya all the way back to the time they say the testimony. Right? Why are Edom Zomim passed? Well, it makes a lot of sense. Rav Chista holds even Edus HaChash is passed. So, of course, Edom Zomim are going to be passed. Meaning, you don't have to say that there's a Chiddush in passing Edom Zomim. There's no Chiddush. There's no Chiddush. They're passed because Edus HaChash is passed. And they're no different than Edus HaChash. If you understand Rava saying that it's a Chiddush, then that version of Rava would clearly disagree with Rav Chista. That version of Rava would say that when you have Edus HaChash, those Edom can come and testify, they could be your Edei Kiddushin, and you don't have to worry about it. Because you don't know for sure that they lied. So comes along Edom Zomim, it's Mechadesh. No, they're puzzle. If they're Edom Zomim, they're puzzle. That's one answer. Says so, answer number two. V'yesh mefarshim, dehadaka merhacha chidush, lava psulu de kamai kai, ala achshera de basrai. Ooh. The chidush is not that the first set of Edom is puzzle. Of course, the first set of Edom is puzzle. Even by Achasha, they're puzzle. What's the chidush? That the second set of Edom, that said Imanu Yisem, that they're kosher. That's the Chiddush. Because Rav Chista's din by Edus HaChasha is that both sets of Edom are possible. So it's not a Chiddush to say that the first set's going to be possible by Edom Zomim. And of course it's going to be possible. It's no worse than HaChasha. It's a Chiddush to say that the second set is going to be kosher. So when we say Ein Lecha Bo El Mishas Chiddusha Ve'elach, so what should we be saying? What is only Isha's Chidusha? What happens at the time of the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that happens when a second set comes and says Imanu Yisem? Is that the second set is kosher? So the psul of the first set should still go back to Mafreya, no? So how does that help? But our Gemara said that the reason the psul of the first set only starts from here on in is because it's a Chiddush. So Tos says, Kolomar, Hayulanu Leposlan Kol Shtei Kitos. We should have passed both of them. V'kiman di'ika chidush lo yalfinon af legabe apsul leposon klal arishonim lemafreya. That's how Tos smooths over that point. He says, once there's any sort of chidush within this discussion of Edom Zomim, mimela, the entire din of these Edom Zomim can only be mishas chidush of Eilach. The fact that the first set is pasul is not a chidush at all. That's not a chidush at all. Of course the first set is pasul. Right? So that should go back even the Mafreya? No. Since there's an element of Chiddush in Edom Zomim, Mimela, the whole din of Edom Zomin is only Mikana Laba, can't be the Mafreya. Even the part that's not a Chiddush. Even the part that's not a Chiddush is only Mishas Chiddush of Eilach. So what Tulsa's really doing over here is he's expanding, he's broadening the definition of the concept of Eilach Haba El Mishas Chiddush of Eilach. The way Rashi understood, and the way we understood before, Eilach Haba El Mishas Chiddush of Eilach is when you have a Chiddush, you can only apply that Chiddush from here on in. What Tulsa is saying is even more. When you have a chiddush about a certain din, the entire din, even those elements that are not a chiddush, can only apply from here on, and can't go work l'mafreya. That itself is a very new idea. It's a phenomenal chiddush, that Tulsa is saying. Tulsa is going to have to prove that. What's the svara for Eilach Haba El Mishas Chiddush of Eilach? Let's put it this way. What's the svara? Why would it be that when something is a chiddush, you cannot have to stand, otherwise someone falls through? What's the svara for Eilach Haba El Mishas Chiddush of Eilach? Why is it that you can only have that a chiddush only applies from the moment of the chiddush on? Why can't it apply the mafreya?
It's a chiddush, you don't understand.
Good. If it doesn't make any sense anyway, it's exactly the svara. It doesn't make any sense anyway. So we can't start extrapolating and figuring, oh, well, it makes sense that it should apply here. No, the whole thing doesn't make sense. So you only can apply it where the Torah says it. Eilach Haba Elo Chidusho, you can only apply exactly the halacha that the Torah says is a chiddush. You can't extrapolate to other places. And Eilach Haba Elo Mishas Chidusho Veilach, you can't apply it beyond the time that the Torah gives you the chiddush, because we don't understand what's behind it. But if there's an but if the chiddush is that the second set remains kosher, the fact that the first set is pasul is not a chiddush at all. We understand that very well. It's eitz hakasha. So why would you say that the psul of the first set is only mishas chiddush of eilach? It's illogical. The whole reason we say in the chabal mishas chiddush of eilach is because the whole thing doesn't make sense, so we don't know how to apply it. But this part makes sense. The part that the first set is puzzle, that makes sense. It's no different than it's a chasha. So why should that only be limited to Mishas Chiddush of Eilach? That should also go backwards, the Mafreya. And they should be puzzle from the time they said the testimony. So Tos is suggesting, no, when there's a single element of this whole concept that's a chiddush, then we apply everything only Mishas Chiddush of Eilach, even the parts that aren't a chiddush. Very strange. So if you're going to say something like that, you need a raya. You need a raya that there's such a rule that we're so limited in the world of Chiddush. So Tos says, I got a raya. What's his raya? The Gemara in Chulin discusses the concept of Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker means, familiar with the concept of Tam Ki Iker? Let's say I have a chicken soup and I take a pig and I cook it in the chicken soup for a while. And then I remove the pig. I take the pig out, because God forbid I would never eat pig. But the chicken soup tastes like pig, because it was cooking in it the whole time. Or a tray for chicken, for that matter. Right? It's just water, and I put chicken in it, and I cook the chicken in the water, so now the water becomes chicken soup. But I took the chicken out. Right? It was a tray for chicken, I took the chicken out. So when I eat the soup, am I eating chicken? Am I eating treif? I'm just eating water. Why is it a problem? Tam ki ikr. The taste is like the ikr isr itself. The taste of the isr is like the isr itself. So I'm eating treif of chicken when I eat that chicken soup. So the Gemara wants to know, can we figure out where we know tam ki ikr from? And the Gemara says, maybe we learn it from basar b'chalav. That the halacha is lo sevash al gedi b'chalav yimod. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook a kid in its mother's milk, and when you cook meat and milk together, there's tam of the milk in the meat, tam of the meat in the milk. Even if you were to then remove the meat from the milk and drink the milk, it would still be asr, right? That would be a violation of basar b'chalav. Why? Tam ki ikr. Oh, so we see from basar b'chalav there's such a concept of tam ki ikr. So Gemara says, no, you can't learn tam ki ikr from basar b'chalav because basar b'chalav is a chiddush. Why is basar b'chalav a chiddush? Because if you sit there soaking a hot dog in milk all day, and you never turn on a flame underneath it, you just have it soaking all day long, it's not basar b'chalav midaraisa. Basar b'chol midah, right? Even though the hot dog is got milk soaked into it, and it tastes like milk, and the milk tastes like a hot dog, doesn't matter. It's not basar b'chol midah raisa, because basar b'chol midah raisa is only derech bishul asra Torah, only when you cook it. If you didn't cook it, it's not basar b'chalav. So since basar b'chalav is a chiddush, what's the chiddush of basar b'chalav? The chiddush is really a kula. The chiddush is that basar b'chalav can only be a problem if it's derech bishul. So just because we say a chumra kol tam ki ikr by basar b'chalav doesn't mean we're going to say a chumra kol tam ki ikr by other machalas asunas. So essentially, what did the Gemara do? The Gemara said there's a kula of basar b'chalav that's a chiddush. It's a kula. What's the kula? If you have it soaking all day, it's not going to be a problem. That's a chiddush. Mimela, the chumras of basar b'chalav can't apply to other things either. Why not? You should say kal v'chomer. If basar b'chalav, which is not a problem if you don't cook it, still we're going to be machmir the tam is ki'ikr, by nevelas and trefas where we're machmir even without bishul, for sure we should be machmir and tam ki'ikr. No. Since basar b'chalav is a chiddush, there's a kula of basar b'chalav that is a chiddush, mimela, you can't learn anything out from basar b'chalav, even the chumras of basar b'chalav, you can't learn out to other areas of halacha. So Tosfos says it's the same thing going on over here. We have a din by Edim Zomin that's a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Edim Zomin? The chiddush of Edim Zomin is a real big kula that we allow the second set to still be kosher. That's the chiddush. So the chumra that we're going to passel the first set all the way to the Mafreya, that we're not going to apply. That we would passel the first set, the Mafreya that you'd have by Achasha, that we don't apply to Edim Zomin. To Edim Zomin, when we're going to say even the Chumrah, the Chumrah side of Edim Zomin, that's also a Chiddush. That's also included in the Chiddush and is limited to Mishas Chiddush of Eilu. Let's see it inside. It says Tosos. V'chia gavna arminim perikid anasha. We don't learn tam kikr from basar b'chalav. Why not? Mishum de'iko bo chiddush be'teiro. Because in basar b'chalav there's a chiddush l'kula. What's the chiddush l'kula in basar b'chalav? Da'hi yitara le'b'chalav kula yom ashari. You could soak it in milk all day and it's going to be mutter. It's a chiddush l'kula. And yet u'b'bishul chadashah asr. You cook it for 1 minute and it's already asr. Right? It's a chiddush l'kula. So you can't learn from basar b'chalav to other isurim for tam ki ikr either. So Tosfos says it's exact parallel. Even though there's only one element that's a chiddush, none of the details can be learned somewhere else. So again, what's he saying? By basar b'chalav, we have a chiddush. What's the chiddush? That you could soak it all day, it's not going to be asr. Even that which is not a chiddush, tam kikr, it's not a chiddush. You can't learn to other isurim, because we treat the whole concept now as a chiddush. The entire concept of basar b'chalav becomes a chiddush. Even though the tam kikr part shouldn't be a chiddush, we treat it like it's a chiddush because there's something about basar b'chalav that's a chiddush. Hu adin v'hu atam over here. When it comes to Edim Zomin, there's a single concept within Edim Zomin that's a Chiddush. What's the concept that's a Chiddush? According to Tosfos, that the second set is kosher. Once there's a single concept that's a Chiddush, middle of the entirety of Edim Zomin is treated like a Chiddush. Good parallel. Let's assume it's not. Let's assume the time that we're talking about is only when you cook it.
That's not the reality.
Right. That may be true, but... because that's actually mamashus. If you soak it and then you actually clean it off and you actually squeeze out all the milk,
really,
you know, you'll get rid of the taste.
What?
Oh no, let's say it's pre-cooked.
Oh.
You cook meat before and then you soak it in milk. Oh. Right? So this is the parallel that Tosfos tries to draw. You notice a little dot in the Tosfos over there at the end? Gilyan HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rikiv Eger says, I don't understand what in the world Tosfos is talking about. He says, on the side of the page, V'lo zachisi lahavin. After he quotes Ayin Mori Katan Ches, Tosfos Dibur Masal Nafka, Nadarim Dalet, blah, blah, blah. V'lo zachisi lahavin. I don't understand what Tosfos is talking about. The Hasam Shaykh Lomar, by Basar B'chalav, maybe the reason that we don't learn Tam Ki Iker to other Yisurim is the following. Kivan de Dina de Basar B'chalav Chiddush, Lekula, Lo Yalfina Mine Shum Davar. Since the din of Basar B'chalav has within it a great Chiddush Lekula, namely that you could soak it all day, it's not going to be Basar B'chalav, we can't learn anything from it. The Dilma Gamma Chumra de Tam Ki Iker Hu Chiddush. Because for all we know, Tam Ki Iker is a Chiddush also. Does it say Tam Ki Iker by anything else in the Torah? It doesn't. The only place we know Tam Ki Iker is Basar B'chalav. So it's not that we know Tam Ki Iker isn't a Chiddush. Tam Ki Iker might also be a Chiddush. So once you know one element of Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush, we can't learn anything, because who knows? Maybe Tam Ki Iker is also a Chiddush. Rak Basar B'chalav, it's only, and it only applies to Basar B'chalav. Aval hacha, hapsulim darishonim lo tzarech lemelev klal me'azama. Eldim isvaru k'mol kol shnei k'itei edem ha'machishim. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, big difference over here. By Basar B'chalav, why did we say that we don't want to learn Tam Ki Iker from Basar B'chalav? Because since Basar B'chalav has an element that's a Chiddush, this big kula that you could soak it all day. So we don't know which dinim of Basar B'chalav are a Chiddush and which dinim are not a Chiddush. We have no idea. Whatever din is said uniquely by Basar B'chalav, we don't know if that's meant as an example to Kol HaTorah Kula, should be applied everywhere, or is meant only as a Chiddush. We have no idea. So we have to suspect any din that the Torah only tells me by Basar B'chalav might be a Chiddush only within Basar B'chalav. Does the Torah tell me Tam Ki Iker anywhere else? No. And therefore, when the Torah tells me Tam Ki Iker by Basar B'chalav, we have to worry or suspect or assume that that might also be a Chiddush. But take our case of Azam. We know that passing the second set of Edim, saying the second set of Edim is kosher, is a Chiddush. Does that mean that we should assume that passing the first set of Edim is a Chiddush? We know better than that. We know it's not a Chiddush. How do we know it's not a Chiddush? Because by Hachasha we pass the first set of Edim. Outside of Edim Zomen, we always pass the first set of Edim. Whenever there's a contradiction in testimony, we always pass the first set. Mel, we know it's not a Chiddush. So if we know it's not a Chiddush, then of course you'd apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. Meaning, what Rabbi Kivayev is pointing out is, you can't say that when the Torah has a Chiddush in an area of Halacha, that a single detailed Chiddush in one area of Halacha, that the entire topic has to be treated like a Chiddush. Because that makes no sense. Like we said before, Misvara is that, look, the whole thing's a Chiddush, it doesn't make any sense to me anyway, so I can't apply it anywhere outside of what the Torah applies it to. Good, so by the parts that aren't a Chiddush, you can apply it whenever and wherever you want. The whole svara by Basar B'chalav must be that we can't identify what's a Chiddush and what's not a Chiddush. For all we know, Tam Ki Iker is a Chiddush also. So we have to suspect that it's a Chiddush. But when it comes to Edim Zomim, we know that passing the first two Edim is not a Chiddush. We know that they'd be passing in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because they'd say Chasha. Mimela, there's no reason to say in the Chabal Mishas Chiddush Avela. Because that's not a Chiddush at all. It's a bomb kasha.
Is that rejecting the entire answer of
Tosfos? Yeah. Yeah, saying Tosfos' whole answer over here, that the reason we say in the Kabbalah Mishas Kiddush Veilach, even for the soul of the first set, which itself is not a Chiddush, is because since Edim Zomim in general has a Chiddush, that we're going to kasha the second set, Mimela we treat the whole thing like a Chiddush, even the soul of the first set like a Chiddush. Because that makes no sense. Why would you treat something that's not a Chiddush like it is a Chiddush? That doesn't make any sense. by basar v'chalav, I know what you're doing. You're going to treat the fact that it's tam ki'ikr like a chiddush because it might actually be a chiddush. But passing the first set, we know, is not a chiddush. Very, very strong kasha. And Rabbi Kiva Yegre ends, Vashem yo'ir einai. Hashem should lighten up my eyes. Sometimes Rabbi Kiva Yegre ends with tzarech li'un, sometimes Hashem yo'ir einai. What's the difference? So you saw it, I heard from one of my rebbeim once. And it works in all the shas. That, when, at least as far as I've seen, when Rabbi Kiva Yegre says v'tzarech iyun, it means he has a kasha from another source. There's a gemara, something, a taisa, something against what it says over here. So he says v'tzarech iyun. When he says v'hashem yarirena, it means mineu bei, this makes no sense. That even if I learned, if this was the only daf in shas that existed, this line makes no sense. And there's a lesson in that. That is that when you have a kasha from some other source, it's important to ask such kashas. Good kasha. But you move on. But when the words in front of you don't even make sense, and you can't even make the words in front of you make any sort of sense, then Hashem Yar Yoseinai, then you turn your hands to Shemayim and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me out over here. Now I'm in trouble. Hey, at the very least, we need to know what it says on the page. Tosfos doesn't seem to make any sense. So how would you be Matarit through Kivegus Kasha? So, you know, the Maisa, I must have told you the Maisa in the past, of the fellow who wrote a Sefer answering all of the Kivegus Kashas in Gilead and Shas. The guy wrote a Sefer answering every single Kasha the Kivegus asked in all of Shas, in every Gilead and Shas, except for three. There were only three that he couldn't answer. So he brought the Sefer to the Stipler for Askama. The Stipler read through the Sefer, and he said, unbelievable. A guy lives through all of Shas, and he only understood three Rabbi Kiva Yegre's in all of Shas. Meaning, it's not so easy to answer Rabbi Kiva Yegre's kashas. So let's be so chutzpahdik for a moment, or at least try to figure out how one would answer Rabbi Kiva Yegre's kasha. Yeah?
Well, if this is just saying why the Kiddush might work still, that maybe since we have the chiddush of it's only being more lenient in the respect of leaving one set of witnesses as kosher, so too when we go back we can be more lenient on the first set because we know that it's only is more lenient with regards to keeping the two sets of eight kosher. Like
by Hachasha, we passel both guys. So since by Zom, we're going to say the second set is kosher. So we see that we have a more lackadaisical or lenient attitude toward Zom than we do toward Hachasha.
So when we're trying to look retroactive, which is something big to extend to.
Okay, good. Good. Would you say the same by Basar B'chol, is that, or you think it's unconnected to the Basar B'chol? So I was thinking, I don't know if this works, but if you have two sets of Edom that are against each other, that are saying opposite things from each other, you can't say a chiddush in one of them without having it affect the other. Now, if you say, I am believing these guys, then by definition you're saying, I'm disbelieving those guys a little more. Meaning, if I distrust everybody, two Edom against two Edom, I don't trust anybody. So what I'm essentially saying is, I really don't know who to trust, so I can't, I just can't get involved. So I can't take you as my Edom Kedushin or my Edom on some other shtar, because I don't know, somebody's lying here. It's just all suspicious. But if I say, second set of Edom, you guys, I trust you 100%. By definition, what I'm saying is, that the first set of Edom, I'm completely rejecting. It's a complete utter rejection of the first set of Edom. I reject them anyway, because by Yitzhak Hachash I reject them all. Yeah, but I reject them, but it's not a complete, and it's not as complete a rejection as when I take the other guys, the guys who are going against them. So Mela, it would turn out that both elements are Chiddush, because they affect each other. If I'm accepting the second set as Kasher, maybe the level of psul that I'm passing the first set with is also a chiddush. because these aren't two unrelated aspects. These are very much related to each other. The truth is, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, or maybe just extending what Tosfos says in Baba Kama. Right? Tosfos in Baba Kama says, "Oh, you know what the chiddush is?" It says very partial. It says the chiddush on the first set of Edim is even in the first set of Edim. Why? Because when you have Edus Hachasha, the first set of Edim is Safik Pasul. It would be Pasul Misafik. Once they become Edim Zomim, they're Pasul Bidin Vadai, not Bidin Safik. Right? It's a Vadai Pasul. For instance, Tosfos gives the example that Reuven and Shimon testify that Levi owes Yehuda money, right? Then these Edus Hachasha say, no, he doesn't owe him money. Would you be able to extract the money with the original Edom, with Reuven and Shimon? No. Because you have people who might be kosher Edom, we don't know. They're Edos HaChasha, they might be kosher Edom, saying otherwise. So you're not going to be motzi momon al yada. You'll combine that with the cheskas momon and leave it where it is. But if Edom Zomim say, no, Reuven doesn't owe the money to Shimon, we'll say, who are you? You're Edom Zomim. Get out of here. We don't listen to you. And Reuven and Shimon's Edom are still going to be... Reuven and Shimon are still going to be valid Edom, and we'd still be motzi the mamon. There's a difference between possibly suffering, possibly vadai. What I want to tie in now is a little different than that Tosfos, and that is that, when you accept the second set of Edom and you say these guys are kosher, you are mimela creating a greater psul than necessary for the first set, and that's a chiddush. So mimela becomes ein lechabala mishas kiddush aveila. The question is that related at all to Basa B'Chalav? It's probably not what Tosfos is saying, because I don't know how that would relate to Basa B'Chalav. Just an idea. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow, Rabbi Levin saying Shir for everyone.